In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the 22nd day of the blessed month of Abib, may God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my brothers, my fathers. Amen. On this day, the great Saint Macarius, the son of Vasilides, the chancellor, was martyred. When the messengers reviewed the order of Emperor Diocletian, which dictates the worship of idols, with Macarius, he did not heed them. When the emperor knew that, he sent Macarius to the governor of Alexandria. He bid farewell to his mother and asked her to care for the poor and the needy. Then he went with the envoy, and then the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him in a vision, encouraged him, and told him what would happen to him. When he arrived at the city of Alexandria, he stood before Arianus, the governor, who deceitfully treated him well, because he knew that he was the son of Vasilides, the chancellor. When Macarius did not change his counsel, the governor tortured him with all kinds of torture. While he was being tortured, his soul was taken up to heaven and he saw the habitations of the saints. Afterwards, the governor sent him to Nicias, where he was tortured again. They cut off his tongue and arms and placed hot nails in his sides. God brought many miracles on his hands. Among these was a procession in which a dead man passed by him. The saint asked the Lord Jesus Christ to reveal his glory, and the man rose from the dead instantly. And the man told the people around him of what he saw in Hades, and that Christ is the Lord of all. Many believed, and they were beheaded and received the crown of martyrdom. It happened that Arianus, the governor of Ancyna, was present in Alexandria, who took the saint with him on his way back to Ancyna. When he arrived in Chatanouf, the ship stopped and they could not move it again. The governor ordered the soldiers to disembark the saint, where they cut off his head. Thus he finished his strife and received the crown of martyrdom. When the righteous Emperor Constantine reigned, he sent the commander, Eulogius, with an order to open the churches, renovate the fallen ones, and to destroy the pagan temples. The saint appeared to him in a vision and told him about the place of his body. He went to the place and brought out the body, built a church after his name, and placed the body in it. God performed many miracles through the body of Saint Macarius. May his prayers be with us. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Leontius of Tripoli was martyred. He was born in Tripoli to Christian parents. He was handsome, perfect in his conduct, and gentle in his relationships. He read continuously the Holy Scriptures, especially the Book of Psalms, until he memorized it. When he enlisted in the army, he preached to the fellow soldiers and demonstrated to them the corruption of the idol worshipping. He advised them to refrain from its worship. Some of them followed his advice, while others were enticed by the devil and informed the commander that Leontius despised the idols and was preaching that Christ was the true God. The commander brought him to investigate the matter. The saint answered the commander with the saying of St. Paul, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" The commander became enraged and threw the saint in prison. The next day he brought him back and asked him, "With what power do you dare to destroy the emperor, to disobey the emperor, and to drive the people away from worshipping of the gods?" The saint answered, "Truly I desire that all people come to the obedience of Christ. You too will inherit the eternal kingdom if you abandon your error and worship Christ." The commander ordered him to be beaten until his blood poured out on the ground, while the saint was praising God and glorifying his name. One of the soldiers sympathized with him and came close to him, saying, "I greatly sympathize with you, therefore I want you to sacrifice to the gods, so you will be pardoned." The saint cried out at him, saying, "Go away from me, Satan." Commander increased his torture until he delivered up his pure spirit while he was in prison. A rich believing woman came, gave money to the soldiers and to the prison guard, and took the body. She wrapped it in a golden shroud and put him in a coffin inside her home until the end of the time of persecution. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.